From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
September 2nd.
Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it.
First, from the Dakota opener, I calls Astra its most dangerous model yet. Watching what it does is only getting harder. Opener, I is officially rating its upcoming Astra model as the first system with critical cyber capabilities. The company plans to keep it in check by monitoring the chain of thought. Problem is that monitoring already counts as an unreliable mirror of a model's real decisions, and according to a report, Astra's new architecture pushes even more of its thinking into the unreadable. So the safety net might be getting weaker just as the capabilities jump. The article opener I calls Astra its most dangerous model yet. Watching what it does is only getting harder appeared first on the Dakota.
Next, second from the Dakota.
Google Gemini's new agent-based video analysis cuts token usage by up to 88%.
Google's Gemini is getting a significant upgrade with its new agent-based video analysis feature.
Instead of the traditional method of analyzing every single frame at a constant rate, this model intelligently chooses which parts of the video to focus on and adjusts the resolution accordingly.
This shift not only makes the process much more efficient, reducing token usage by as much as 88%, but also enhances the accuracy of the analysis, particularly for longer videos that span several hours.
It's a clever way to streamline video processing while still delivering solid results.
This could really change how we handle video data moving forward.
On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day.
Up next,
third from KD Nuggets, five real-world applications of Agentic AI in enterprise automation.
Agentic AI is finding its way into enterprise automation, particularly in areas like site reliability, engineering, finance, legal compliance, and database migration.
The key here is that while traditional automation relies on deterministic workflows, agentic systems leverage dynamic orchestration. This means they can adapt in real time, making decisions based on non-deterministic data.
For instance, in site reliability, autonomous agents can analyze logs and metrics to identify issues and execute mitigation strategies, but they need to be careful not to trigger cascading failures. In finance, these systems help reconcile complex invoices by passing documents and matching them against purchase orders, but they must avoid pitfalls like rounding errors that can lead to significant discrepancies. Similarly, in legal operations, Agentic AI can evaluate contracts against compliance standards, but it risks misinterpreting clauses if it doesn't consider the entire context.
Lastly, when migrating legacy databases, these agents can automate the translation of old procedures into modern systems, but they must account for hidden dependencies to avoid breaking compliance. Overall, the promise of Agentic AI lies in its ability to navigate complexity while adhering to safety constraints, making it a powerful tool for enterprises looking to streamline operations.
And then,
fourth from KD Nuggets,
this Python library can run Pandas workloads up to 20x faster.
Discover how Fireducx can speed up Pandas workloads with lazy execution, compiler optimization, and multi-threaded processing, delivering up to 20x faster data frame performance in our benchmark.
Pandas is usually the first library I reach for when working with tabular data in Python.
It is simple to use, works well with the rest of the Python data ecosystem, and can handle most everyday data tasks without much trouble.
The problem starts when the dataset gets bigger.
Next,
fifth from MIT Technology Reviewer AI, facilitating AI integration with simplicity at scale.
As companies scale, the technology supporting operations can become a liability just as quickly as it becomes an asset.
Disconnected systems, site-specific tools, spreadsheets, and manual workarounds can create data silos that make it harder to spot problems, early coordinate responses, and make decisions with confidence.
For Jabil, a global manufacturing company with more than 100 sites across more than 30 countries, the answer has been to make integration and simplification a priority.
Up next, sixth from the Dakota.
World Labs unveils Atlas, a singular AI model that generates, reconstructs, and simulates 3D worlds from just a few photos. World Labs, co-founded by AI researcher Fei-Fei Li, has announced Atlas, a world model that generates, reconstructs, and simulates 3D scenes from just a few images.
The company claims it beats specialized models by anchoring all inputs in 3D space rather than processing them as flat sequences.
Atlas can also generate robot training data entirely in simulation.
The article World Labs unveils Atlas, a singular AI model that generates, reconstructs, and simulates 3D worlds from just a few photos appeared first on the Dakota.
And then,
seventh from the Dakota.
Protests against AI data centers play into China's hands, Trump says.
President Trump has pushed back hard against growing opposition to AI data centers across the US.
The article protests against the AI data centers play into China's hands, Trump says, appeared first on the Dakota.
Next, eighth from the Dakota.
US military adds ChatGPT and Grok to AI platform GenAI.mil.
The Pentagon is expanding its AI platform with two new models, OpenAI's ChatGPT-mil and XAI's Grok for Government.
The article US military adds ChatGPT and Grok to AI platform GenAI.mil appeared first on the Dakota.
Up next,
ninth from Towards Data Science.
A practical introduction to PySpark window functions.
Why the standard group by function isn't enough when you're looking to aggregate your data. The standard PySpark group by function can do all that for you.
It's what it was built for, but it has a fundamental restriction.
It only ever returns one row per collection of data records.
USUM 1,000 rows, or a million rows, you get one row back. Often, that's exactly what you want, but sometimes it would be handy to also get back some additional data from some or all of the rows that went into the aggregation.
That's where the PySpark window functions come into play.
And then,
10th from towards data science.
Graph neural networks, GCN,
and PNN,
and GAT explained simply. A visual guide to how graph neural networks work under the hood. Neural networks are an incredible innovation. Since a long period of time, and up until now, they have been used as a key component in solving complex AI problems.
Under the hood, neural networks learn a sophisticated mathematical function that transforms input data into a desired target.
However, by default, normal neural networks do not use any knowledge about the relationship between the parts of the input data.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.